if you know, somebody says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, and somebody else says, well, this is the Bible, do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. When they change the Word of God, it's not the Word of God anymore. All these changes, they say, well, we had to change it. Those changes mean it's not the Word of God. When they change doctrinal meanings, the meaning of things in there, I think I can list them off the top of my head, what to check in case you have a New King James and want to check these verses. Check Mark chapter 1, verse 2. That prophecy is not in Isaiah. It's in the prophets, yes. It's in Malachi 3:1 and 3 on down through the third chapter there, but it's not in Isaiah at all. And yet all the translations that come from Westcott and Hort and Nestles and Allen and the rest of them, they say that it was that prophecy was in the Isaiah the prophet. Secondly, check Hebrews, 4:15 and 16. You probably know or remember or was taught in Sunday school. Let me not go by that. Go by Numbers 26, verse 65 tells us that there were two people that came out of Egypt, went through the sea and all, and they went into the land as two of the 10 or two of the 12 spies that went into the land, and they gave a good report that the Lord is going to be with us, we can take them. And the rest of them were chicken and said, there's giants, we were like grasshoppers. And those two did get to go into the land. It says so right there in Numbers 26:65. Well, Hebrews 4:15 agrees with that in the King James. It says not all that came out died in the wilderness, which is true. Those two did not. They went into the land. But the others, yeah, Joshua and Caleb, right. The other translations say that everybody that came out of Egypt and marched through the wilderness died in the wilderness. Doesn't leave room for Joshua and Caleb. It's incorrect. Do you want to trust a Bible that tells you an incorrect way to get to heaven? I don't. I'm trying to think of the third one. Acts 8:37. Tells us in plain language what Israel was lacking, what they were to believe, and had they believed and the leadership believed it, the Lord would have brought in the kingdom back then. But they didn't. They failed. What they lacked was the faith. Romans 10, verse 8. Says so plain out that that's what they lacked. Romans 9:31 and 32 also, and other places, many other places. So check those three verses. Mark 1 verse 2, Hebrews 4:15 and 16, and this last one was Acts 8:37.